when I grew up in Pepetoetoe, it was an average income suburb. It wasn't a rich suburb. It wasn't a poor suburb. My father was a school teacher. He went on to become a school principal. I went to Auckland University, graduated as an accountant. I run my own businesses. I've worked in industry. I've worked as a financial controller at both UEB and Eda Foods. And I've been involved in property development, both for the employer and for myself. I developed the major shopping centre in Hawke's Bay. And it was the income that I got from that shopping centre that enabled me to devote my time to politics. And initially when I joined it, I did it for benevolent reasons. I wasn't doing it to try and become an MP myself. I was doing it because I strongly supported the policies that ACT laid out in 1995. I would not be a member of the ACT Party if it hadn't been for Sir Roger Douglas. I wouldn't be in Parliament if it wasn't for the fact that Sir Roger Douglas. He represented Manurewa, a working class suburb. And what attracted me to go into politics was to represent, you know, ordinary New Zealanders, the backers, if you like. Roger wrote a speech recently called No Second Class Citizens. And everything that Roger espouses in that speech is my values. We have to raise our education standards. Education is the foundation of the country. It's how educated a country's citizens are that will lead to how wealthy a country becomes. So you want a high standard of education. ACT's education system has always been based on choice, and I'm strongly supportive of it. We believe that money should follow the child. So if the government's going to spend, say, $6,000 on every child's education, you should give the parents a $6,000 credit, and they should be able to, you know, spend that credit at the school of their choice. And what we'd like to do is we'd like to see more independent schools flourish. So we'd like to see a more entrepreneurial education system. So there are more, if you like, private schools or independent schools that would encourage good teachers to go and set up their own schools. And, you know, right now if you send your child to an independent school, you have to pay quite a lot of money in fees. And so one, you pay taxes, and two, you pay fees. And what we'd like to do is we'd like parents to be given a credit. So if they wanted to send their child, it'd be easier and wouldn't be as expensive to send their child to an independent school. Well, I'd love to substantially see teachers' salaries double. My father was a teacher. He went to teachers' college in the 1940s. And in the 1940s, teaching was a profession. Mm-hmm. So people wanted to be teachers as much as they want to be doctors or lawyers. Now, people don't want to be teachers. You know, teaching is a lower paid profession. So if a person's not a very good teacher, we'd like to get them out of, ease them out of the profession. And if you're paying much higher salaries, you'll have more high caliber people wanting to come into the profession.
Yeah.
And you raise the teaching standards, raise the quality of education, and the calibre of your population. Well, when it comes to health, we have a health system that it's a two-tier system. The well-off can get good health care because they can afford private medical insurance and they can go to the front of the queue. The not-so-well-off can't, and they're heavily dependent upon the state system. And we've got a very inefficient health system. I'd love to see my private member's bill passed that gives effect to the views of 87% of people who responded to that referendum. So I think that's important. Secondly, the other thing I've been working on is looking at the management and regulation of finance companies. There's been literally billions of dollars lost in finance company investments through, my view, in some cases, bad management, and that has concerned me. But I think the biggest issue that faces New Zealand is how do we raise our living standards? Our living standards have got progressively behind the living standards of Australia. Incomes in Australia are so much higher than New Zealand. We've got a problem with our infrastructure, our roading infrastructure, our telecommunications infrastructure. We've also got a big issue with savings. We are heavily dependent upon the savings of foreigners to lend to our banks, to develop our economy. I'd like to see compulsory savings, as they have in both Australia and Singapore, where we set aside a certain percentage of our income every week, goes into a savings scheme at the end of 45 years. When you reach the age of 65, you have real freedom from the government.